We have some aging vehicles in our fleet, and we're charged with going out and inspecting property. So one of the things that we recognize it is we have to look for more efficient ways to do the job that we have to do. So we, with the help of Senator Bill Ketron and Jim Tracy and Mike Sparks, Don White, we used a clean energy grant to purchase the vehicles. We were very fortunate that we were able to get the grant. It's essentially a buy one, get one free. So the county bought one vehicle. We got the additional vehicle paid for with grant monies. We will save approximately, in the two vehicles that we're retiring, we'll save $30,000 per vehicle over the next 10 years. So in essence, these vehicles off the gas savings are going to pay for both of them for the county.
You know, in the past, especially 1980 and up, counties and cities would go and they would often purchase V8 vehicles, trucks and whatnot with a V8. That's not the case anymore.
No, except for police pursuit vehicles, there's really no need to have high performance vehicles on the streets. These vehicles will do everything that we need to have them do. They can run the speed limit. They operate under electric only up to about 45, 50 miles an hour. They can travel up to 20 miles on electric charge alone before the gasoline engine ever cuts in. They don't need to be plugged in, so there's no extra fancy equipment that's going to need to be required to work on them. They have a standard 2.0 liter gasoline powered engine and an electric assisted battery engine in the back. Travel up to 85 miles an hour in an emergency if we need to pass someone or have the get up and go if you need to get onto an interstate. We can do that to merge in with traffic. So we're just very excited to have the vehicles. We're rebranding you'll see the assessor's vehicles. We now say Rutherford County, Tennessee property assessor on them, so you'll know very well which vehicles are ours. You're just really excited to bring this technology to Rutherford County, be the first in the state to be able to use these.
Again, what is the model of Ford this is?
It is a Ford C-Max. It's rated 45 miles per gallon in town, 42 miles per gallon or 40 miles per gallon on the highway, with a combined of about 42 miles per gallon highway and city.
And as you look around inside the vehicle, I noticed that any of your folks who work for your office can actually sync their phones so they can take hands-free calls.
They can sync the phones to the consoles so that they can operate safely. If they need to make a call to call back to the office, they can simply give the number to call their supervisor. It'll pull it up, dial. They never have to take their hands off the wheel. If we need to reach them in the field, we can call them and it'll come in on over the speaker system, so it's very safe.
And as you walk around on the outside of the vehicle, they look nice.
It's a great design. The interior room, we test drove quite a few vehicles. It has great interior room in the front, and I hope you'll take a test drive here in a second, Scott, and see for yourself.